Yeah, happy Tuesday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You know who it is, John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Side of one more sleep till Texans training camp happens in earnest, in full. Obviously, the fellas reporting today as it is the 22nd. It's crazy how the month flies by in that way.
Texter said you can feel it in the air.
You can feel it in the air.
Yeah.
You do get that feel. You know what it is? Heat, baby, heat.
Heat and humidity.
Heat.
Figgy, it's going to be 91 at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Love it. Love it.
That's hot even even for training camp.
Let's do it.
This early.
Let's do it. We ain't no punks around here. You know what that is? That's pressure. Pressure makes diamonds.
Yeah.
Or burst pipes.
Something like that.
Ain't no pipes around here. That's all I'm saying. Ain't no pipes around here. All right. A lot of things changed, as we mentioned. You know, some things stay the same, which is the Astros having a 5-game lead in the AL West, even when you didn't think they would, right? Yeah. Like after the Mariners series, it's the first two games of that series, you looked up and you're like, is this going to become a race very quickly? And shout out to the Mariners losing yesterday, and then the Astros handling business on the road against the D-backs and putting them at 50-51. And of course, shout out to a few people. You know, shout out to Colton Gordon continuing to have good starts. Shout out to Christian Walker acting like he was back home.
Mm-hmm.
A little 2-for-4 with an RBI. Had a nice double that looked like it probably should have gone somewhere.
Went 427 feet.
That's somewhere, I think.
Should have been a home run. It was. It would have been in all but two parks.
But maybe most importantly, shout out to our guy, Bryce Matthews, Atascocita's own. No longer looking like, wide-eyed and bushy-tailed. Looking like he belongs, as it seems like so many Astros have. You know, guys have come up. It's like, all right, is this going to be the one they find a way to make their impact? And here comes Bryce with not one, but two home runs. So his first career home run. Followed very quickly by his second, his first multi-hit game, obviously. All of these things in what was absolutely necessary, and he looked very confident. I mean, the first home run, I mean, or was the
397 was the first.
I mean, it was like it was a cut fastball, and
he
was on it. Yeah. I was like, all right, dog, I'm very proud of you.
Here it is, 423, the second one.
Love to see it.
397 and 423, looked the part. You're right,
100%. Especially for a dude who, you know, at AAA, when we were wondering, is he the guy, when is he going to be ready? He was like, all right, this bat needs to kind of find its way around. The defense is there. That looked like it was there yesterday, and so... Again, we find ourselves with the Astros asking the question, all right, did they find another piece that'll help them span the gap of injuries that they've had? But you asked a very interesting question. It's one that you have to. Or did they find themselves a trade piece that helps them do that?
I mean, we have to be honest here. And you know, Bryce Matthews, two of my kids graduated from Atascocita High School. My wife last night, and we're pretty much just watching the game, you know, relatively quiet, like a lot of just kind of whatever. Oh, that's cool, whatever. She was cheering. I mean, she's like, that's the quarterback, right? Yeah, that's the quarterback from Atascocita High School. And so we were excited for this kid and looked the part, all that. But Reggie, we have to be honest. They still have things they need to go acquire. They still need either a pitcher or another bat. Now, both things can be true. You know, I asked the question, did they find a crucial piece? Maybe they did. And maybe that changes the math a little bit in terms of what they're going to be looking for. But the reality is, this might have helped their trade chances. It absolutely could have. And you don't want to talk about it, but this team still needs a lot to get done to make a real run in the postseason.
Agreed. And you don't have a lot to do it. The thing that gives me pause when it comes to Bryce Matthews, and this has been a pause that's been there that I have not necessarily expressed well, so that's I offer apology for myself, is not only is Bryce Matthews, oh, he's a nice prospect. This isn't just, you know, kind of prospect hoping. He is a prospect at a position that you need a long-term answer, which is middle infield, specifically second base. Obviously, Jeremy Pena looks very, very good. Like, you're fine there. You are more than fine. In fact, you are very pleased what you have there. But Jose Altuve clearly was no longer capable of holding down second base in the way that you wanted to do defensively. Mm-hmm. And your stopgap opportunities have not really been what you wanted. Mauricio Dubon has been solid, but as I think you have highlighted, he is so useful. His utility matters in a great deal to be able to move around and plug in different places. And also, I still don't know how many people look at Mauricio Dubon as that is your second baseman of the future, quote unquote.
Right, and
Bryce Matthews might be that.
He could easily be that. So maybe it changes the math, but it doesn't change the fact that you still need pitching and you still need a hitter. So how do those two things, you know, how do they jibe? How do they go together? Because on the one hand, I think I can speak for all Astros fans, which is always dangerous to say. We want them all. We want all the players. We want Bryce Matthews and pitching. We want Bryce Matthews and hitting. That's not how the reality is. That's not how it works. So did they maybe showcase a player that is starting to look the part that could maybe help them? Or do they see their future second baseman, as you said, and how does that affect what they do at the trade deadline?
Yeah, I think that especially, and I don't know that, you know, Dana Brown has like a certain affinity towards prospects to the point where he's unwilling to trade them. Obviously, mm-hmm. we've seen things that point to the idea that he doesn't. Like, he's willing to let go of folks in order to bring up like a Yusei Kikuchi that we all looked at like, hey, is this just going to be a rental? And ultimately it was, but it was one that was beneficial for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody's looking at those prospects on the other side saying, damn it, I wish we still had those cats here. I understand that. This one feels a little different, and maybe it really isn't, and I'm just doing this one is here and it's mine right now, and thus I view it differently. But it does feel a little different that Bryce Matthews, mm-hmm. because of that spot. But I understand, like, you got to go for it, right? We had this conversation Friday with B. Scott. Like, you've got to make the most of your opportunities, and you do need a bat. I think that I am still leaning to the place where, especially because of the viability to Colton Gordon, mm-hmm. and Brandon Walter, those guys holding down, especially if you can get one or two of these pitchers that actually return. And I know this is where I get into danger saying if when it comes to injury return. But if you can get those, I think your pitching is actually not even just a serviceable place. It could be a good place. It could still be a strength for you.
Especially if you get one or two back.
And depending on who they are, if you're getting, if you're getting Christian Javier back with what he has been in the past, that could be incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can take some of that pressure off of your pen, and you can take some of that additional pressure off of your lineup that you know can't carry you. The lineup needs to be added to for sure. But does it have to be Bryce Matthews, especially if that could be a guy who gives you a little bit of something? I mean, I hate to be on pace guy, but two mm-hmm. home runs in five games ain't bad.
No, it's not bad at all. With wheels, with defense, with youth, with control, there is a temptation there. There's a temptation there to maybe ride it out a little bit. But the other thing that is a huge factor is the clock is ticking.
Yes.
I mean, it is July 22nd. We have, 9 days?
Correct.
Nine days for the trade deadline. So you have to not only make that decision, you have to make that decision quickly. In all honesty, I brought up the question because I think it's legit. And I think if you were a team perhaps willing to deal, that Bryce Matthews would be in your plans. But I honestly don't know how I would play this, man. I honestly don't. I think I would be leaning, you've got a chance. It's right now. It's right here. Add the piece that you know is more reliable, all due respect, and could maybe help you the most.
Is it fair to view it through this lens from the 504? This is the Rocket situation all over again. We're like, hey, championship conversation.
Yeah.
Do you hold on to the pieces that you're hoping can become something for you? And I guess in that way, I've made Bryce Matthews into some level of Jalen Green
or Jabari,
or Jabari. Although you ultimately did hold on to Jabari, in order to get something that helps you, that you would imagine shores you up and helps you be more consistent and have a better shot at going and winning a championship, which, mind you don't have bad odds on right now. I think I was looking at Fangraphs this morning.
You're like fifth or sixth, something like that?
When it comes to what?
World Series odds?
I was looking at just the AL, the third in the AL with 7% chance to win in the World Series.
Yeah, I think I saw fifth or sixth in the World Series, which is terrific, which means, hey, let's make a move and try to get over the top here. Or, again, have you seen enough that you think that this is the guy that can help you, this year?
Well, the one question of those that I can definitely answer is you haven't seen enough. I think even as much as I like Bryce Matthews, I've kind of plotted on him getting to this place with the major league team, although I thought it would happen
since
more September.
Training camp.
Right. I cannot be the guy that is so hasty to say that I see one good game where he has a couple of home runs and I'm like, this is definitely that. I think that this is going to be a day-to-day situation in a real way for the Astros, not in the way that they typically do day-to-days, where they really have to feel out. And, of course, obviously you still lean on the experience, the larger sample size of what have you seen through AAA, what is the development, what are the reasonable projections that you can make, because this organization doesn't do bad with projections as well. But I think that that's going to be the next couple of days, I imagine, is really looking hard at that. For the 409, Matthews was a first-round pick by Brown. He's not trading him. I would like – maybe. I don't know that being so precious with a guy because of that – in fact, I would argue that that is the wrong way to look at it. Being so precious with a guy because of some level of connection to you, being a first-round pick that you selected, is the wrong way to handle it. That's the wrong input.
That's true in football.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in baseball, they will make that trade if they have the opportunity.
Yeah, because if you was to tell somebody and say, hey, you have a chance to win a World Series or get to a World Series, but you have to get this player up.
Yeah.
You would really consider that. You won't sit there and say, nah, he's my first round pick, so I ain't you don't know how you're going to pan out in the next couple of years or is his career.
They're not in the business of building for the future right now.
Yeah, I think if they have a chance, if they feel like they can win now, get to a World Series now, they will probably do it.
Yeah, and that's you're right. You're 100%
now,
right.
Now, if they don't feel like that, then they're going to hold tight and probably play a little chess.
But they absolutely feel like that. Like, that's all that this is set up for. From the 281, you guys didn't have doubts about Cam. Why him? I'm not saying I have doubts. I actually quite like Bryce Matthews.
Nobody's saying that.
I have to be realistic that you don't have a lot of chips in your war chest. And I think the tough part about it is I believe strongly. I think bounce sports. The Golden State Warriors gave me pretty much all the ammo that I need in the idea of you can't really serve two masters on team building fronts. You can't necessarily play for the future and right now and it work optimally. You have to choose which of those you want to operate.
I want to make it very, very clear. I think we all love that kid and the potential for the future. But is that too much?
I think the Astros in a stinky situation because they have all these injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
And so you got to improve the team, but you got to give up somebody to improve the team.
If it doesn't now, if hurt, everybody, it was a good trade.
If everybody was healthy,
no,
we ain't got to trade him. We can keep him for the future, but you in a sticky spot where you gotta make this team better so you could make that run.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The sacrifice.
Now, I do really have the fear that you send him somewhere else and it's who you bring in, right?
Yeah.
Because we're talking about, are you bringing in like a Brandon Lau?
Mm-hmm.
And Brandon Lau is cool, but I mean, that does not, and maybe he is like, hey, we feel good with that at second base for a period of time, especially if you do have the likes of Paredes and Peña, and then if Altuve's still doing what he does and Yordan comes, like if you have enough guys around him, that's not the worst thing in the world. But it's like, hey, having a guy that you know could really hold down that spot for an extended period of time, that is always a level of, a carrot on a stick that will always draw your attention. So I think that is a dichotomy. That's shout out to Bryce Matthews for making this a lot more tough than it was a day or two ago with a fantastic performance and looking like he's ready to be on the MLB stage. Mm-hmm. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Again, salute to Bryce Matthews. Two homers on the day when you boys needed it. Brendan Rodgers is not the answer. Correct. Yes, strong agree.
Sure about that?
Strong agree with all due respect and obviously with the level of respect for the fact that he had that freak injury. All right, coming up next, let's get into our question of the day. In honor of CP3 returning back home to the Los Angeles Clippers, what's a reboot that just never should have happened? Sports, entertainment, life, whatever. 713-572-4610. Give us your answer and we'll talk about it next.